This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tim Liu, the co-founder and CEO of Hillstone Network, a security company focused on solutions for enterprises and data centers globally. And Mr. Liu, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate your time and coming out today. So for starters, what is the business problem Hillstone Networks is solving, and what is your core differentiator? That would be a great place to kick things off today.
Okay. Actually, in my opinion, today's enterprise, there are three major driving forces for security. Number one is the changing of IT environment. Number two is the changing of security threats. And number three is compliance. So these days, all three of the driving factors are very, very strong. Let's take a look at the first factor, IT environment. So we have cloud services. We now have virtual infrastructure containers. These are adopted by most of all the enterprise today. So we have mobile devices, and lately more and more IoT devices are joining. Pandemic introduced distributed workforces, home offices, etc. So all of these changes to the IT bring out new security problems, and these problems are not well solved today. So on the security front, we had data leaks, APTs, in the last couple of years. And lately, I think the most prominent issue on executives' mind are ransomware. So compliance side, you know, it's about GDPR of different parts of the world. So as a result, enterprise security is very complex today. And even with a lot of investment, it feels like a losing game. You know, you have a lot of systems, you keep buying more systems. These systems are very complex, generates a lot of alarms. And with all the breaches in the news, it feels like that breach is inevitable. So at Hillstone, so we, first of all, we are an infrastructure security company. We protect your network infrastructure at your branch office, your headquarters, as well as your virtual infrastructure, cloud, antennas, and your remote workforces. We do this through a three-word mantra. So we call it See, Understand, and Act. So C is visibility. It will help enterprise with the visibility and the intelligence to see across your infrastructure. So after you see what's going on, we help you investigate and understand the incident. And then ACT is the rapid response to these incidents with the help of automatic mitigation. So our solution helps customers deal with security from a risk management perspective. Instead of a black and white, it's more like different shades of gray. So across your physical and virtual infrastructure, it can discover risky assets with different risk level. Maybe your assets are classified with different critical assets versus non-critical assets, and help administrator focus on the most critical issue. So some of the innovations we have in our product, we have cloud security products that are, we actually developed over many years, and now covers both cloud and the virtualization containers. We also is one of the first to use AI and machine learning technology or threat detection and the risk assessment. So as we know, we actually see a lot of data in our infrastructure, both traffic data, also security events from different devices, security devices we purchase. So, but all of these data are impossible for a security team to look at every day. So the properly trained AI can actually go through the data and look for anomalies, look for threat activities. It can also assist in threat hunting, in forensic analysis, and also improve the detection accuracy and reduce false positives for your security incident. It can also automate the threat response, incident response, to relieve the security teams from the tedious and routine tasks and help them focus on the high priority threats.
Certainly sounds like you've got the bases covered, and really appreciate the thorough coverage on Hillstone Network and what problem you are solving and your core differentiators there as well. Now, here's a loaded question for you. How big is the enterprise security problem, of course, globally? Talk to us about that.
You can look at it different angles. If you look at the threat angle, we're facing a lot of different kind of threats today. I think on the top of the list are the data leaks and the ransomware. Used to be data leaks takes the most headline, but I think lately the ransomware is sort of taking the lead. And the ransomware actually targets a larger percentage of enterprises. I think the data leaks usually you see it from mostly medium to large enterprise, and ransomware is basically everybody. Everybody can be the victim. The security market, I think, according to Gartner, is about $150 billion, growing about 12-15%. I think looking at different segments inside the security market, the growth numbers are vastly different. The newer technologies, of course, expanding much faster. The cloud security, data security, application security are the hot areas these days.
Now, another question for you, and I'm sure listeners would be curious as well. How many companies have you actually assisted in solving cyber threats?
Okay. The company has been founded for over 14, 15 years. It has over 20,000 customers worldwide. We cover most of the verticals. Some of the verticals have larger market share. These are like financials, education, internet companies, and carriers. We have many Fortune 5000 and Fortune 500 customers. So on the 2 years in a row, actually, we are on the Gartner's Peer Insight report. It's a report based on customer feedback. We received their Customer Choice Award, which basically demonstrates our acceptance by our customers.
Well, congratulations goes out to you for your award and your accomplishments, and certainly is awesome to have people like yourself in the space where it's such a need, especially more and more each and every day. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives forever. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're joined by Mr. Tim Liu, the co-founder and CEO of Hillstone Network, a security company focused on solutions for enterprises and data centers globally. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Tim, are companies more vulnerable in the midst of COVID and hybrid networks, or are their challenges the same as, or a better question, has anything changed since COVID? Talk to us about that angle as well.
Absolutely, there are more challenges. First of all, in terms of ransomware attacks that basically exploded during the past year, a lot of them has been on the hospitals and on healthcare industries. And these are the particular vulnerable and critical time for them. And it's a big issue for them. I think a bigger issue is a lot of the company is shifting a large percentage of their workforce to remote. So companies need to develop this capability and also secure this part of the infrastructure. As I said before, changes in IT infrastructure cause changing security. So suddenly, a company which does not traditionally have branch offices need to deal with hundreds, maybe tens of thousands, remote work, remote home offices. So these are like branch offices. So this, of course, introduced a lot of the security issues. Because, you know, the home network is not as secure as your enterprise network. Home computer is not as secure your as the company managed computers. So, you know, there's a statistic that, you know, 20% of the organization experience security breach caused by remote remote workforces. So as you know, this part of the workforce grow, it also caused more security breaches.
And it does make total sense, and thanks for your feedback and input there. Now, what new opportunities does this all bring to the company?
As a company, we help customers secure their infrastructure. So as company build up their infrastructure to support remote workforces, Hillstone is there to help secure it. So we have VPN solutions that help remote workforce to connect. We have a cloud security solution to help company build up their cloud services and to allow their people to access from different locations. These are all solutions that customers have used and continue to use. So we're expanding our cloud offering to cover containers, as I said. So distributed workforce together with other technologies such as IoT has also causing a shift in the thinking on how enterprise approach their security. So this part is called edge computing. It's sort of driving the security to the edge and on the other side to the cloud. So with security services now need to be delivered through the cloud. All these new trends, we have new opportunities for us to innovate and to service the customer better. So we have SD-WAN solutions today, and as part of a larger SASE offering going forward in the year to come. So as the boundary of the enterprise infrastructure expands, it's also really important to have a good grasp of the overall security posture and security status inside your company, because you have many moving parts and you need to understand in real time what is going on. So we think our approach, the see, understand, act approach is ever more important. So you need to have visibility. So we have this XDR platform that aggregates traffic and security data throughout the infrastructure. It can be cloud, it can be campus, or can be from the remote workforce. And we display on a single pane of glass, give you comprehensive visibility into the security and application usage throughout the infrastructure. So we then use AI and machine learning to help you detect threats, understand what is going on and how it happened, and finally help you manage and automate the response to these threats.
Well, no doubt about it. It is so important for our businesses to be covered and protected by these security breaches and cyber threats out there. And again, we are really appreciative of what Hillstone Network does and the stance it takes within the space. Mr. Liu, if you would tell us where listeners can get all the details on Hillstone Networks and certainly consider your services as well.
So we have our website. And there's an email link, inquiry@hillstonenet.com. You can always send email for inquiries, and we respond very fast.
And, of course, we'll leave the links within the show notes of this broadcast to make it convenient for the listeners as well. Listeners, again, it is hillstonenet.com. Mr. Liu, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Liu, the co-founder and CEO of Hillstone Network, a security company. focused on solutions for enterprises and data centers globally. And again, for all the details, visit hillstonenet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit BeforeItHappened.com. Again, that is Before It Happened. Dot com.